Interactive Radio. 1395 Adelaide's 5AA. Breakfast with Keith Conlon and John Keneally.
Welcome back. It's 25 minutes before the 8 o'clock report. We'll talk sport with Stephen Rowe shortly before, just before 8 o'clock. Thanks to the Watermark at Glenelg. What a great pub should be. Right now we're going to be talking technology because the iPod is 10 years old today, Keith?
Something like that. This week, certainly.
This week?
Yep, it sold a mere 300 million around the world. So it's not a bad little device in terms of an Apple sale.
iTunes in Australia was launched on this day back in 2005, and the Australian newspaper has a new website, a new look website with a paywall. We'll talk to Stil Gehring about all of that in just a second. He's our technical commentator. Tom has phoned in on iPads. G'day, Tom.
Good morning. Good morning, boys. Just if I may say, we're speaking iPad, aren't we?
Well, we were talking iPod, but go for it.
Yep. Yeah, but that's all right.
Yeah.
I found that I tried to buy an iPod for my granddaughter in Hong Kong, and it was dearer there than it is than it was in Adelaide at that time.
How long ago, Tom?
3 years.
Okay.
3 years ago. Now, that was amazing.
Yep.
And if I can go on to iPad, my son works at Albert Park College in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And all the students there have an iPad. They don't use a diary for communication.
Yeah. So what if you get a letter home from the principal, or you get a note from the teacher, it comes on the iPad?
It does. It does. And the college and the staff and I suppose most of the students, according to my son, are quite happy with it.
Mm.
Not having to have a diary and the kids have to get it signed regularly.
Mm.
So everything's going electronic now. So, what's going to end?
I think we'll all be carrying one before too long, Tom. Thank you for that. 8223 0000. We've got a text from Vince. He says, I think that the iPod is overrated, Keith. Where would I be without an iPod? I would be with my MP3 player back 10 years ago when Windows 95 was introduced. iPod, iPad, just good marketing. The technology is old with a new face. Thanks, Vince.
MP3 players were around, and then iPod came out, and the design of it and the feel of it was such that it began the revolution in big ways. But maybe the MP3 player was going to do it in a way. That's where Stil Gehring comes in. That's why we talked to him as our IT commentator. Good morning, Stil Gehring.
Good morning, gentlemen. And look, good morning to Vince, because I'm glad he got the kind of whinge about, the iPod isn't very special. We had MP3 players, whatever, won. Well, my question to Vince is, how many million iPods did you just say had been sold?
300 million.
Exactly. So, you know, something's a bit different there. And I think what was different, I mean, we spoke about this when Steve Jobs died, I think it was, or whatever was the reason we were speaking about this before. And Apple had kind of two main real strong points here. One is just that their sense of design made these objects something you wanted to buy. And I suppose, you know, Vince would say, oh, that's just marketing. It's like, well, if you're in business and don't have marketing, no one will buy your stuff. So it's kind of important to get marketing right. But the other one is Apple integrated the whole thing through their iTunes software so that it became absolutely easy. That, you know, you had, and now, you know, you have four songs from an album, a favourite old album on your iPod. You know, Apple says, oh, do you want to buy the rest of the songs? Just one click here and we'll fill out the rest of that and that'll be $6 done.
Stil Gehring, we were talking about this off air, and did iTunes get launched at the same time as the iPod? Did they go hand in hand?
Pretty much, and iTunes actually itself was some software that Apple bought in. The actual date that Apple first released it was in 2001, but in January, and actually before the iPod was launched. The iPod was launched on the 23rd of October, which is, it's that date today in the US, but of course run out there 24th now and we're up to the 25th. Sorry, I've just got back from the US. I don't know what day it is. So they had the iTunes software, which they bought in. It had been kicking around for some years, but they bought it, called it iTunes, and that at least allowed you to get all of the music down onto your Mac computer. Then they had the iPod, and the thing is, you know, it just synchronized it. So you had the same music on your computer as on the iPod, and I know Vince will phone back and say, oh, yeah, but other people have been doing that too. And I go, well, yeah, but not as slickly, not, you know, all under the same brand name. And that was always Apple's cleverness.
Is it going too far to say that it was the beginning of the death of CD shops down the local mall?
Look, I'm going to say yes, and you're going to have to deal with the hate mail on that one.
Okay.
But why is there
going to be hate mail about that? Because there are other reasons?
No, they're just the passions that this arises. You know, that there are people who look at the success of Apple, or what I will say, some of the kind of mindless tribalism that goes with it, and that kicks off the other side, who want to then denigrate Apple and whatever. It's like religion, you know.
It might have started the ball rolling, or at least, you know, became a fashionable thing, and then there are lots of other brands that you can buy and do it now. The fact is, the CD shop's still gone.
Oh, absolutely. And look, that was almost inevitable, because when you look at the maths of it, you know, the musician said, oh, Apple's iTunes contract is terrible. If we want to sell music on iTunes, Apple takes 30%. Now, in one sense, that's actually a relatively low retail margin when you look at what CD shops were charging. And the other one, if you look in the age of CDs, let's say, for round numbers, $20 to buy an album on a CD,
yep.
Only like a dollar or two of that ever got back to the artists. So what Apple was really killing wasn't so much the CD shop, but the record companies, the guys who sat in the middle and decided which albums would be up, which should get distributed and so on. Because instead of shipping around those bits of plastic in warehouses, and we're talking CDs now or vinyl before that, they're just squirting digital bits down the internet, and they could do it a lot more cheaply. And the thing is now, Apple's iTunes store is the largest music retailer on the planet.
Still, Gary, and I've heard that the iPod is now already on the way out. It's being subsumed into our phones, our smartphones. Is that the case?
Pretty much, although, you know, iPod sales have kind of stabilised. MP3 players are kind of winding back. That will be the trend, because it used to be that you wanted a separate music player because the audio quality wasn't good if you played the music on your phone. That's now fixed, in the sense that we can now pack enough electronics into that little box to fit the phone and all of its, you know, GPS and camera and everything else, and the music player.
What next? Particularly when just in recent days with the iPhone 4S and other models, you've got this idea of a cloud, so you can have your sort of your music collection is kind of there to be grabbed from anywhere at any time. What next?
Well, I think what's going to happen next is that essentially you won't have your collection as such. You will have the entirety of the world's recorded music online, and that'll be bundled into a monthly subscription, and that could well be bundled into your mobile phone plan. Now, we're actually starting to see these sort of deals already, and they haven't totally taken off, and I suspect because they haven't, you know, quite got the numbers right, or people do like the idea of that is my music because I've bought it and I've made a statement about who I am by choosing this music. And it's still not quite at the point where people are willing to let go of that. But I can see, you know, it's happening in the United States, where with a service like Hulu for streaming video and movies on the internet, people are paying just a monthly subscription to get all of the TV and movies they want. They say, oh, all right, I'd like to watch The Hurt Locker tonight. Click. There we go. And I can see the same happening with music, as I say, right down to you just pay a monthly subscription and get hold of everything. Now, what that says for the business of being a musician, I don't know.
No. Look, we won't have time to do it, but we better put it on notice. The Australian has just gone to the stage where we're going to start paying if we want to use a lot of articles out of the national newspaper. Perhaps we'll put that one aside and see how it floats.
Yeah, because there's some interesting things going to happen with all that too, yes.
Absolutely. Thanks, Stu Guerin.
Cheers, gents.
Stu Guerin, our IT correspondent or commentator, and Blakey's phoned in on technical matters, as is his wont.
I like the idea of the single name. The single name thinks Stilgarian, because people think his first name is Still. And his surname is Garian. I think I want to go with the single name. John Blake doesn't work, so I'll go with my real name. So from now on, I want to be Janodlum, if you don't mind.
Janodlum?
Up next, Janodlum.
Thank you very much.
Coming in at quarter to nine, Janodlum.
We can do that.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Blakey. Janodlum.